12 before the hour, morning air on Relevant Radio. John and Glenn, you look around and chances are if you're in the automobile this morning, you may have seen solar panels, other energy saving devices. Certain parts of the country have wind farms. Maybe you have a rooftop garden. If you're in New York or Chicago, you've seen those and you live in a building with rooftop gardens. We talk about ecology. As a matter of fact, ecology was something that Pope Francis has talked about in Laudato Si, and that's a document that we continue to unpack now with Father Gene Hemrick, who is a priest of the Diocese of Joliet, Illinois. He did research, as a matter of fact, directed it for the Bishop's Conference for a couple of decades. He is the director of the National Institute for the Renewal of the Priesthood, also a researcher associate at the Catholic University of America, joins us live from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Father Gene. How have you been?
Very good, thank you. Beautiful day here in Washington, D.C. Everybody is taking vacation because it's a holiday, and it's just quiet and very, very nice.
Why the upsurge in all of the ecological discussions, the enthusiasm in the ecology? Did Laudato Si push down that first domino?
Yeah, no, it was coming before even that. I mean, Pope St. John, Pope John Paul II had addressed it earlier, and Benedict had addressed it earlier. But boy, Pope Francis just really pulled it together beautifully, and tremendous amount of food for thought in that encyclical. It took me a week to read through it, and I'm still trying to digest many of its aspects, because he really puts it in such a big, broad, beautiful picture of the world and the earth and everything. It's here. It's an interesting image of the world. In Spanish, we have the word casa, means a house. But he uses the word hogar, which is a home. And he pictures the whole of the earth hogar. In other words, it's a place where there's care, there's caressing, it's intimacy. It's the beauty of what you might call a perfect family home and all of the beautiful things that the supports that are there. And when he pictures the world, he pictures it as that home, that beautiful thing that God has created and put us into. And then, of course, if you're in a home, and it's a beautiful home, you want to cherish it. And then he works off of that into the whole idea that take a look around in these homes. There's so much here that is beautiful. And by the way, it's all connected. Those birds and the trees that are chirping are connected with the squirrels that are running up and down that tree. And that's connected with the tree itself. And look around it, the lawns, the flowers, the sky that's covering us. And he makes a big jump to all of the things that constitute this home. And then, of course, in doing that, says, cherish it. And that is at the basis of the ecological movement. And I think it's his approach that is so beautiful.
And Father Gene, there's also a real opportunity to evangelize here. I know I've certainly had these conversations with those who are not Catholic, some who are, who say, you know, oh, that green pope of yours, or, oh, that's the global warming pope, isn't it? And you explain that, no, the theme of Laudato Si is really respecting all of God's creation. Again, to use your phrase, it's, and the pope's phrase, it's a home. And you talk about respecting your home and the environment, small e, that's around you, in your own little sphere, and then they get it. They say, oh, okay. You know, you go beyond the 24/7 news cycle talking points into what Laudato Si really means, and that respect to all of God's creation.
That's right. It's interesting, in that Laudato Si, several times there, he talks about dialogue, and he uses it in respect to a number of things. And basically what he's saying is, okay, this is our home. I'm not telling you you have to do this or that. Take a look at it. Let's talk about it. Is it as good as it could be? And it's that beautiful approach. It's a humble approach. You know, he's not preaching. Mm-hmm. He's saying, let's converse about it. Let's dialogue about it. And one of the things that Pope Paul VI, who's going to be canonized soon, wrote this beautiful encyclical called Ecclesiam Suum. And in there, he talked about what really creates renewal, what brings us together in the church, what makes us stronger, and he points it to dialogue. And within that, he gives us the rules of dialogue, and one of those is meekness. And I think that comes through so well in Pope Francis's writings. There's a meekness there. It's not like, I'm telling you, you got to do this. He's
right.
You over the head. He's saying, hey, let's sit down. Can we do it better? Is there something there that needs to be addressed that we're not addressing? And it's that tone that I believe has made him so beloved. He's a pope that's really humble, and he's not pontificating, as it were, but rather saying, I'm one of you. I've had the same problems you have. I deal with these things just like you do. Let's talk about it. Let's see what we can do together. And that is at the heart of dialogue. And I remember when I was studying this whole concept of dialogue of Paul VI, he used to hang around with a lot of the French intellectuals. And one of them said, you know, at the very heart of all of this is love. And it's true. And love is the basis of the dialogue. You got to really love the people you're with. You've got to, when he's talking about dialogue, he says, you know, when we're dealing with somebody else, it should be an eye-to-eye relationship. I trust you, and you trust me. And it's that I, thou, not I, you, or I, it, but I, thou. And there's that idea of trust. Well, as soon as you get into that idea, I come to you, and I trust you. Therefore, I open up my heart. When I open my heart, that's misericordia. The word cor in misericordia is heart, mercy. And it means I want to have a heart-to-heart talk with you. And I think that's the beauty of Francis. It's that heart-to-heart. I trust you. I'm not coming at you as somebody to hit you over the head, but I want to be able to open my heart to you, and I ask you to open your heart to me. And I believe that is the crux of love, and it's the crux of what he's trying to get across in his Laudato Si.
And a lot of the points that you just talk about, Father Gene, is what the Pope communicated to the bishops on the eve of the synod.
Yes, he did. He's pretty blunt with them. Told them to keep smiling.
But there's a beauty in that truth. There really is a beauty in that truth. And again, it goes back to the simplicity of the message that comes consistently from this papacy. We were talking about that with Harry Kramer. We tend to just make things a little too complicated, and Pope Francis is just saying, wait a minute, this is simple.
Well, you're right on, because a smile can just break people open. And when people are uptight, they can't smile. There's a saying that you use better muscles when you smile than when you don't. My mother used to say, when I put on a long face, watch out, that's going to freeze. It was a message she was trying to say, get over it, will you? And loosen up. I make it a practice. This is going to sound biased, but I make it a practice that when I walk down the street and I see somebody that looks like they've got the weight of the world on their shoulders, I flash them a smile. It's amazing. It's amazing. If you can get their eyes and capture their eyes, how they loosen up and it comes back. And you can see them just sort of like, oh, this is a little bit of a, oh, yes, I am a little too tight. Yes, yeah, he was good at that with the bishops. He was very good talk. I listened to it very carefully.
Father Gene Hemrick joining us from Catholic University in Washington, D.C. In many ways, we're unpacking more of Laudato Si, and there's such tremendous depth in that. In fact, off the air here as associates, all of our colleagues here at Relevant Radio are studying the messages of Laudato Si to help better communicate them to you here on the air, on Morning Air, but on all of our programs here. And as we talk about the ecology in general, again, and to just kind of keep that ball rolling, as Father Gene Hemrick has said it, we're talking about respect for our common home, just a simple respect for our common home. And that, too, Father Gene, is a very simple message that we can take with us on a Monday morning.
Yes, it is. It is, because it's so easy to lose that. Just as I sent you an article that I wrote, and I'm very concerned that, you know, we have this tremendous surge of enthusiasm for all of this. But whenever you have something really good like this, it has a tendency to have the other side. There's always somebody there trying to knock it down. And we, as you know, just recently, I just can't believe what the Volkswagen did.
Yeah.
It was so contrary
sure.
to the spirit of the day.
Indeed, and then just plain old and common sense, and you know, and I like how in our conversations, and we'll have to continue this conversation, Father Gene, because we're out of time. How you often, not often, all the time, connect common sense to our Catholicism, Catholic common sense. They don't need to be mutually different terms. Father Gene Hemrick from Catholic University, thank you so much for your time here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio. Talk to you again soon. A quick reminder: in Chicago, till 6 a.m. tomorrow morning at St. John Cantius Church, you can venerate the major relics of the youngest canonized saint, and that is St. Maria Goretti, until 6 Central Time tomorrow morning. Minute before the hour now, Morning Air on Relevant Radio.
Thanks for listening to this hour of Morning Air on listener-supported Relevant Radio. For information on guests and topics, go to relevantradio.com and enter keyword Morning Air. That's relevantradio.com, keyword Morning Air.